Communication is about more than what we say. It's widely believed that a large portion of communication between humans is nonverbal. In fact, research conducted by Dr. Albert Mehrabian, author of Silent Messages, found that 55% of communication is based on nonverbal elements instead of words. What are the nonverbal components of communication? One basic yet powerful one is facial expression, how we move and arrange the features on our face. Interestingly, while many other nonverbal signals are culture-specific, four basic facial expressions are believed to be universal across cultures. Posture and gestures provide clues to what we are feeling or thinking. Standing tall and straight conveys a positive image almost anywhere in the world, while a slumped posture with rounded shoulders can provide an impression of pessimism or sadness. Standing with one's hands on one's hips or across one's chest can be considered aggressive or defensive body language in some places. Gestures, unlike facial expressions and posture, however, tend to be very culture-bound. For example, a thumbs-up gesture can mean "way to go" in one culture, but can be extremely offensive elsewhere. Certain aspects of communication can also transmit messages. Loudness, pitch, whether the tone is high or low, and speed comprise one category of nonverbal cues. The mere sound of speech can affect the way we convey and perceive meaning, indicating whether we or someone else is interested or friendly, angry or nervous, and so on. Another aspect of nonverbal communication relates to touching. Whether and how we touch others can be meaningful in many cultures. Similarly, the amount of personal space we maintain between ourselves and others, or interpersonal space, is also meaningful, yet also nonverbal. One of the most interesting components of nonverbal communication is gaze, or what we do with our eyes when interacting with others. Almost all people and cultures assign powerful meanings to where we place our gaze. The etiquette of eye contact, whether you look directly into another person's eyes when you talk or listen, depends almost entirely on the customs of your location. In many cultures, eye contact is considered respectful because it signals that you're paying attention. Yet some cultures consider making direct eye contact aggressive, even rude, and view it as a lack of respect. In still other cultures, and in some religious groups, eye contact between men and women can be seen as inappropriate, while intense eye contact between two people of the same gender can indicate truthfulness. When we grow up in one culture, we tend to think its customs are natural or universal, and are surprised when we learn that that's not necessarily so. As we grow and mature, it's important for us to become aware of the diversity of cultural traditions. Understanding that communication isn't just a matter of vocabulary and grammar is essential as we begin to use English as a common language with people from unfamiliar cultures. In today's world, understanding the power of nonverbal communication can determine the success of relationships and help us avoid unnecessary misunderstandings.